RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Welcome to the news. Here is the news. First, the headlines. FFI 2016 nominations announced. Vice President urged academics to change mindset about the sea. Peparnas Menpora new history for Indonesia. Now the news in details. Having been through registration since last September, the Committee of Festival Film Indonesia, or FFI 2016, finally announced the list of the nominations. The announcement took place at Cafe La Moda Plaza Indonesia Central Jakarta on Friday. Olga Lydia, head of FFI 2016 judging division, said that almost 100 films are competed in FFI this year. The participants are many this year. There are 86 films, 146 short films or non-cinema films along with documentary and animation. In total, almost 100 films taking part. So there are lots of films participating this year. Olga added that after the nomination announcement, more than 200 judges will start to watch the films nominated in 21 categories either through streaming in a special website for judging or in cinema to choose the best ones. On the same occasion, Lukman Sardi, head of FFI 2016 committee, revealed the theme of FFI 2016 is restoration and censor.
Temanya adalah mengenai restorasi. Ditambah lagi dengan sensor. Kenapa restorasi? Karena kita berpikir bahwa
the theme is about restoration and censor. Why restoration? Because we think that we have to restore the Indonesian film industry. We want to raise awareness. Okay, we restore all system in the Indonesian film industry, including archiving system. The system should be good so that we don't need to restore any films. It would be a cultural heritage, a work heritage that can be watched by the young generation later. It is important, then why we bring out censor. At the moment, censor is confusing. Many things that should not be blurred, but they are blurred. According to us, this is an interesting phenomenon because in the past, especially on TV, nothing was blurred, but everything was fine. Our country could still develop well. The FFI 2016 nomination announcement FFI 2016 was attended by Didik Suhardi, Secretary General of the Education and Culture Ministry, Maman Wijaya, Head of Film Development Center at the Education and Culture Ministry, and Kamal Atmojo, Head of the Indonesian Film Agency. FFI 2016 Film Awarding event will be held on November 6, 2016 at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center, Jakarta. Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla urged academics to change the mindset about the sea when delivering a scientific oration on the 59th anniversary of the University of Diponegoro Semarang Central Java on Saturday. He said that sea or strait should not be simply interpreted as a separator between one island to the other island, but as a strategic connecting lines to eliminate selfishness between the regions. The change of mindset, according to Vice President, must be accompanied by an effort to prepare qualified human resources, especially in education. Vice President pointed out that Indonesia has a coastline of 90,000 kilometers, but the maritime sector is still lagging behind the neighboring countries. Minister of Youth and Sports Affairs Imam Nahrawi said the 5th National Paralympic Games taking place in Bandung, West Java from October 15 to 24 has become a new history for Indonesia because it has presented a number of new facilities for the athletes with disabilities. In a speech at the opening ceremony at Siliwangi Stadium in Bandung on Saturday, Imam Nahrawi stated that what was done by the host of West Java in Perparnas 15 is in line with the wishes of President Joko Widodo. The president has reminded not to underestimate athletes with disabilities because they have fought in the name of Indonesia in the international arena. According to the minister, Perparnas 15 also becomes a good start for the Indonesian Paralympic athletes to give the best performance in the coming Malaysia SEA Games and Asian Para Games 2018. He also invites the mass media to cover the morale and motivation of the athletes in Perparnas who follow the event with all their limitations because they keep trying to provide their best achievement. The Minister Counselor of Economic of the Indonesian Embassy in Paris, Fajar Wirawan, in a business forum, which became the start of Festival Colorful Indonesia in France, has stated that canned fruit products, organic products, specialty coffee, fish and seafood, spices and agro-industry in Indonesia are enthused in France. The business meeting forum is being held by the Indonesian Embassy in Paris in cooperation with the French Chamber of Commerce and was opened by Ambassador Hotmang Raja MP Panjaitan. It was followed by more than 35 companies specializing in food and agro-industry from Indonesia and France. The participants and Indonesian businessmen attending the business forum are also showcasing and promoting their food products on the exhibition held from 16 to 20 October. This forum is emphasizing the importance of commercial exchange in generating social benefits, economic and environment in accordance with the basic principles of sustainability. Polish Deputy Foreign Minister for Cooperation Development of Africa, the Middle East, Asia, Economic Diplomacy and Human Rights, Joanna Rogneka, met Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi to explain that Polish President is scheduled to visit Indonesia. The bilateral meeting was conducted on the sidelines of the 21st ASEAN European Union ministerial meeting in Bangkok, Thailand. As quoted from Antara, Deputy Foreign Minister Rogneka said that bilateral relations between Indonesia and Poland have very well established with the trade trend, which is also positive. She also said that for Poland, Indonesia is one of the strategic partners in Asia. To enhance bilateral cooperation with Indonesia, according to her, the President of Poland plans to make a visit to Indonesia in 2017. The visit is expected to be accompanied by a business delegation from Poland. During the meeting, the governments of both countries agreed on the importance of improving connectivity, including cooperation between the Indonesian and Polish airliners, Garuda and LOT Polish Airlines. Furthermore, the cooperation between the airlines is expected to produce a direct flight route from Warsaw to Jakarta or Denpasar. In the bilateral meeting, they also discussed international issues such as the development of the situation in Palestine and the commitment of both countries to continue to support the Palestinians. The last item, Ministry of Industry popularized the West Kalimantan waving through the proboscis. Directorate General of Small and Medium Industry or IKM of Ministry of Industry used the image of Bekantan or Kalimantan's monkeys to popularize local woven fabrics. The Directorate General of IKM Gati Wibawaningsih said in sidelines of Sail Karimata on Saturday that through the event of Sail Karimata Strait 2016, Ministry of Industry showed the image of monkey named Si Kan Tan on the merchandise that are available at the booth of IKM to be more known to the public. It's expected that local governments can also popularize this branding and develop it into something more interesting and varied. In the future, Ministry of Industry will also use the same method to popularize weaving in other regions, especially outside the Java Island. That was news over Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with news from Indonesia, a special segment which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Bangka Belitung province. The Yachters, participants of Wonderful Sail 2 Indonesia Rally 2016, began arriving in Sungai Liat Waters, Bangka Belitung Province. Regional Secretary of the Provincial Government of Bangka Belitung Islands, Yan Megawandi, in Pangkal Pinang said Wednesday, Yachters' arrival information was received from the Department of Culture and Tourism of Bangka Belitung Islands, who was making preparations for the event to be held in Parai Beach Resort, Sungai Liat, from Tuesday, October the 18th until Friday, October the 21st. He explained that the Wonderful Sail 2 Indonesia Rally this year is centered in Bangka. It will be followed by 30 sailboats and 110 people from 12 countries. He said that the provincial government and Bangka Regency are preparing some cultural performances, culinary exhibition, and various craft products typical of the region for the international event. Series of activities will be held at Wonderful Sail 2 Indonesia Rally 2016, including a tour to a number of places of interest, traditional dance performances, yoga, sightseeing, paintball games, snorkeling, diving, cooking demos, and more. The next news comes from Pontianak West, Kalimantan. The potential of mangrove forests in Kubu Raya was named as the best in the world by Linker CityLink magazine March 2016 edition and Express Air magazine. Region of Kubu Raya Rusman Ali in Sungai Raya West Kalimantan on Tuesday said that travelers will enjoy the natural beauty of Kubu Raya mangroves. There are tens of thousands marine habitat that live in the roots of the mangroves there, besides having a very beautiful panorama at sunset. For that reason, Ali called on all elements to participate in preserving and maintaining the natural beauty of Kubu Raya mangrove forest as a wealth of ecotourism, which has a wonderful attraction and the best in the world. At Sail Kalimantan Street 2016, participants would sail across Kubu and Batu Ampar waters where there are the unspoiled natural beauty of the Kubu Raya mangrove forest is. The last news comes from Kudus, Central Java. Thousands of residents of Kudus and surrounding areas last Tuesday crowded in Sunan Kudus complex to get hold of some rice with cooked salt and tamarind and fried rice with crickets on open luwer ritual. The tradition of open luwer is held every the 10th of Muharram a month on Islamic calendar, or this year on Tuesday, October the 11th. It is a religious ritual to mark the replacement of the cover of the tomb of Sunan Kudus, an early Islamic propagator in Java Island. Chairman of Sunan Kudus Mosque Tower and Tomb Foundation, Muhammad Najib Hassan, explained that the food, which came from public donation, were also distributed to the needy. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with October 16, 1905. Sarekat Islam is established. Sarekat Islam, formerly Sarekat Dagang Islam or Islamic Trade League, was a cooperative of Javanese batik traders in the Dutch East Indies and a predecessor of Independence of Indonesia. The group was founded by Haji Samanhudi, a dealer of batik, on October 16, 1905 in Surakarta. Sarekat Dagang Islam had its goal, the empowerment of local merchants, especially in the batik industry. The establishment of the organization was inspired by the Jamiat Khair organization. As Sarekat Dagang Islam grew, it was reorganized under the name Sarekat Islam. Sarekat Islam's general office was in Surabaya. Early prominent figures of Sarekat Islam included H.S. Tjokro Aminoto and Haji Agus Salim. Tjokro Aminoto had three famous students who went on to play a dominant role in Indonesian politics: Soekarno, the nationalist, Semaun, the socialist, and Islamist Karto Suwiryo. Haji Agus Salim joined Sarekat Islam in 1915 and promoted Islamic modernism. Some of the Salim students, such as Kasman Singodimejo, Muhammad Rum, and Muhammad Natsir, later became prominent Islamic and nationalist leaders. Over to October 16, 1923, the Walt Disney Company is founded by Walt Disney and his brother, Roy Disney. The Walt Disney Company, better known by the name Disney, is a conglomerate of companies in the field of entertainment and media world. Established on October 16, 1923, the company was founded by Walt Disney and Roy Oliver Disney at the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio. Mickey Mouse became the symbol of Walt Disney. Let's end with October 16, 1945. The Food and Agriculture Organization is founded in Quebec City, Canada. World Food Day is celebrated every year around the world on 16th of October in honor of the date of the founding of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations in 1945. The day is celebrated widely by many other organizations concerned with food security, including the World Food Program and the International Fund for Agricultural Development. World Food Day was established by FAO's member countries at the organization's 20th General Conference in November 1979. The Hungarian delegation, led by the former Hungarian Minister of Agriculture and Food, Dr. Paul Romanyi, played an active role at the 20th session of the FAO conference and suggested the idea of celebrating the World Food Day worldwide. It was since been observed every year in more than 150 countries, raising awareness of the issues behind poverty and hunger. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of this week. And this week it's entitled Alutsista Edition Remains Despite Down Budget. In the midst of state budget saving, the government is committed to continue to increase its defense budget. The government will find a way for it to go forward. No later than 2019, the defense budget is targeted to reach 1.5% of the domestic gross revenue. Vice Chairman of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, Hana Ivi Rais, said the commitment was conveyed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani during a hearing to discuss the defense budget in the 2017 budget draft on Thursday, October the 13th. Yet, in the draft of State Budget 2017, the government's proposed defense budget is only 104.4 trillion rupiahs. This number is less than the previous year's budget, amounting to 108.7 trillion rupiahs. According to Hanafi, with the proposed amount, the capacity and ability of the Indonesian national military to deal with threats from abroad, as happened in the South China Sea and waters in the area south of the Philippines, will not be optimal. He added that the defense should not be taken to be compromised by reason of economic difficulties. because it is associated with the country's sovereignty. He was referring to the defense budget in recent years. According to Hanafi, in the past, the defense budget had even reached 120 trillion rupiahs. The budget allocation should become a benchmark for determining the defense budget in 2017. If the desire of Commission 1 is approved, gradually the defense budget could continue to rise. Thus, by the year 2019, defense budget could reach 1.5% of gross domestic product or around 250 trillion rupiahs. This is in line with the National Medium-Term Development Plan 2014 to 2019, he said. Meanwhile, even if the defense budget is reduced compared to the previous year, Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu, who was present in the hearing, was sure that there will be additional main weaponry system or new defense equipment, Alutsista. The addition is focused on strengthening maritime defense. It is aligned with the target of President Joko Widodo on making Indonesia the world's maritime axis. Well, that was highlight of this week over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Here is news in brief. FFI 2016 nominations announced. Having been through registration since last September, the Committee of Festival Film Indonesia, or FFI 2016, finally announced the list of nominations. Vice President urged academics to change mindset about the sea. Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla urged academics to change the mindset about the sea when delivering a scientific oration on the 59th anniversary of the University of Diponegoro, Semarang Central Java on Saturday. New history for Indonesia. Minister of Youth and Sport Affairs Imam Nahrawi said that the 5th National Paralympic Games taking place in Bandung, West Java from October 15 to 24 has become a new history for Indonesia because it has presented a number of new facilities for athletes with disabilities. French eyeing Indonesian food industry products. The Minister Counselor of Economic of the Indonesian Embassy in Paris, Fajar Wirawan, in a business forum which became the start of Festival Colorful Indonesia in France, has stated that canned fruit products, organic products, specialty coffee, fish and seafood, spices and agro-industry in Indonesia are enthused in France. Polish President is scheduled to visit Indonesia. Polish Deputy Foreign Minister for Cooperation Development of Africa, the Middle East, Asia, Economic Diplomacy and Human Rights, Joanna Rogneka, met the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi to explain that Polish President is scheduled to visit Indonesia. Ministry of Industry popularized the West Kalimantan waving through the proboscis. Directorate General of Small and Medium Industry or IKM of Ministry of Industry used the image of Bekantan or Kalimantan's monkeys to popularize local woven fabrics. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special segment introducing Indonesian tourism, including its art and culture, places of interest, and culinary. You can tune in this program via live streaming at www.voi.co.id. East Sumba Regency in East Nusa Tenggara province is known to have a variety of food products. One of them is manggulu. For the people of East Nusa Tenggara, manggulu is quite popular for it has been introduced for generations by parents to their children. In addition to being the typical food of Sumba, Manggulu also has historical value. During the colonial period, this sweet food was highly favored by Dutch soldiers. Even when they entered into the corners of East Sumba, they always brought some Manggulu. It tastes sweet, shaped like a small dodol or Turkish delight, easy to carry and good to resist hunger. Manggulu is actually made of bananas that have been dried in the hot sun. It is simple food either in its preparation or the way it is presented. Manggulu basic material is very easy to obtain, namely cooked bananas and peanuts. But the process is time-consuming because it is through natural stages. From peeling the bananas until they become manggulu takes up to 2 weeks. Kepok bananas used must be ripe and dried out. Then the peanuts are dried and husked and crushed. After these two ingredients are finally crushed, they are mixed and then shaped. In the traditional way, the formation of manggulu is used is by hands. But lately, for the mixing and formation, people already use a grinding machine. However, the packaging still use dried banana leaves. Sumba people believe that banana leaves has a value of preservatives. However, even banana leaves have begun to be replaced by plastic containers now. Manggulu is currently only produced in small amounts in the cottage industry. Although it does not use preservatives, manggulu can last up to 6 months. One box of manggulu can be sold at a price of 9,000 to 10,000 rupiahs. The exchange rate for $1 is 13,000 rupiahs. That's for your information. However, that was the end of Indonesian Wonder today, which introduced manggulu, typical East Sumba culinary. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the turtle conservation, so stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Indonesia has 6 of 7 species of sea turtles in the world. They all are in protected status in accordance with Regulation No. 7 of 1999. Nevertheless, conservation efforts of these protected species, such as the protection, preservation, and utilization aspects, still need to be improved. Among other is through the preparation of a roadmap document of turtle conservation management plans and, of course, followed by an action plan in the framework of implementation. Utilization of sea turtles in Indonesia has a long history. Since the ancient time, turtles have been hunted for their meat and eggs. This activity is said to be a subsistence in an effort to obtain alternative sources of protein to coastal communities.
Increasing intensity of poaching activities and turtle slaughter continues in line with the influence of new technology. This has become commercial after World War II ended, along with the introduction of the motorboats and new techniques in fishing activity. Especially with the advancements of technology, the increase in population as well as increase in the variety and quality needs. This is motivated by an attempt to meet the needs of daily life and then develop into a commercial business activities. The rate of turtles' life expectancy to adulthood is very low. Experts say that only about 1 to 2% of the number of eggs produced in Indonesia. Turtles in Indonesia spread almost all over the islands and around 143 locations have been identified. The presence of turtles lately increasingly pressed by the proliferation of illegal turtle trade, massive egg collections, and other issues related to human activity. In utilizing sea turtle resource, there are many irregularities committed against the principle of environmental conservation and its sustainability. Until now, the resource utilization of turtles has not followed the right ways, so there is an imbalance between the level of exploitation to the level of population growth. Over-exploitation, regardless of its preservation, will lead the status of turtles' population in the wild that is already scarce to increasingly endangered. Many regulations and instructions from the relevant ministries have been issued to protect the endangered animals and also aims to socialize the relevant regulations, increase public awareness of the importance of turtle conservation, coordination to prevent and control poaching, as well as to enforce the law for protection of turtles, their eggs, parts of the body, nest, and monitoring the implementation of the turtle protection program. Hopefully, this regulation is not just made but also implemented by the various parties in Indonesia, including the people. Well, that was Miscellany Today, which informed you about turtle conservation in Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Christina Ola from Hungary. She listened to our broadcast in German language through frequency 9525 kHz at 18.8 on January 24, 2016 with SINPO 23223. Hello, Miss Christina Ola. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Although our signal is very poor in your country, we are really glad because your reception report is quite detailed. If you wish to hear our broadcast clearly, we suggest you to tune in our website www.voi.co.id. As your request, we will send our KSL card to your home as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Well, Miss Christina Ola, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song. For now, we will replay an email from Sutomo-san in West Kalimantan. In his email, Mr. Sutomo-san said that he listened to our broadcast in Japanese language. He told that our broadcast is great and innovative, most interesting. Hello, Mr. Sutomo-san. Thank you for your attention and compliment on our broadcast. We are really glad because you want to take your time to monitor our radio. As your request, we will deliver to our management. Please always stay with us and give your reception report. Well, Mr. Sutomo-san, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to replay a comment from Sheikh Jawahar in Saudi Arabia. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish and German language through frequency of 9525 kHz from 1740 hours to 1820 hours UTC on 12 September 2016, and the SINPO was 25342. Hello, Mr. Sai Jawahar. How are you? We are surprised, even though very busy, you still take your time to monitor our radio. Because of poor signal, we suggest you to hear our broadcast through our website www.voi.co.id. Yes, we have delivered your request to related programs, namely Japanese and German language services. Please wait for their reply. Well, Mr. Sheikh Jawahar, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian's beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Goodbye!
Kebahagiaan bersama dirimu, aku merasa berarti. Sanggupkah dirimu untuk bertahan hingga waktu tak berjalan? Mencintaiku walau bintangku tak terang. Cintailahku sepenuh hati, sesungguhnya aku tak ingin kau pergi. Takkan mampu ku hadapi dunia ini. Pernah sama bila kau tinggalkanku. Tetaplah di sini, saling memiliki sama lamanya. Cinta saat ku jatuh nanti, menangis sepi. Mampu
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Pejamkan mata ini, mencoba tuh melupakan segala kenangan indah tentang dirimu, tentang mimpiku. Semakin aku mencoba bayangmu hingga ke jiwa, Tuhan tolonglah diriku. Entah di mana dirimu berada, hampa terasa hidupku tanpa dirimu. Apakah di sana kau rindukan aku seperti
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.